Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I've got a question for you.
What's that?
Where's the punk rock? Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Mobs. We've never played The Mobs before.
No.
And The Mobs are from Northampton.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, which is quite exciting if you're in Northampton, because The Mobs are there. Absolutely brilliant band. That's from a new album out on Dirty Water Records called Garage Punk for Boys. And I'm loving it. I'm loving the whole album. So you will be hearing more from The Mobs in future weeks. But the best way to find out more, if you can't wait right now, is to go via their website, which is
themobs.co.uk.
It is indeed, and it's the mobs, mobs.co.uk. Tony one, Paulie B, and the internet nil, and I'm loving that, loving it, mate. Do you know what, it reminds me a bit, I don't like to pigeonhole bands, as you know, but they were kind of, there's so much humour in that band, as well as the what they've got. They're basic, they sound to me a bit like the Highliners in garage punk form. Yeah, if okay. I may be so bold. Really good fun band, really like to see him live. And they've put down as a major influence King Slime and the Cumberland Three, and that really comes across in their band. A lot of energy there, a lot of good fun, very, very British.
Excellent.
In fact, I'd go further, very English.
Oh, okay.
Very English band. Right, I'll shut up about them now. I have some additional material this week. If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, Comedy Suburbs. That's what Neil did. Scottish Neil. Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Short joke. He said, great shows as ever, lads. Wife had the right hump the other night, saying, can you explain why I've found pictures of naked women on your phone? Yes, because you're a nosy bitch, I replied. Bit harsh. As I say, if you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. Also, if you have a poem for us, and I do like your poems, send a poem through, titling the email Poetry Corner to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Now, just before the next song, I do want to say that when I was going through the songs this week, I spotted something by one band that I thought, oh, that'll be good for Halloween special. And then I thought, oh, it's not long before the Halloween special. It's only a few weeks now. We get very excited about Halloween at Punky Radio, don't we?
We do, yeah, we do it well. Yeah.
Yeah. Not Not because we're going out trick-or-treating or anything, but Punky Radio is the show for a Halloween special, which is perfect for it because we get all sorts of music that's a bit spooky and that. And I've been getting the material together over the year for our official special, but normally we do a part two because we normally find out there's a free compilation coming out for Halloween that we get hold of as well. So I'm quite excited about that. So towards the end of this month, things are going to get properly fucking spooky.
Excellent.
Look at me swearing again. Who do I think I am? Anyway, time for the next track, and which better way to carry on from that than a band called Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses. Yeah, that's right. And the track, I've got to tell you, I'm going to tell you this now. The track is called P-I-T-A, and I thought that was like in... Oh, they've gone for kebab. But no, they're all the way from Brussels, Tony.
Okay.
In fact, when you go driving to that there Germany...
Mm.
You pretty much go past the towns of the first two bands you played.
Okay.
Don't you? Because you go past Northampton and very near Brussels, don't you?
Certainly do.
You certainly do, yeah. Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses have come out of other bands and are spot on, really. What do I know is, Tony, what... And thank you very much to you guys for sending this stuff through as well. I know they left a post on our Facebook page and I said, oh, look, I can't be bothered to go and get that. Can you send me something through? I don't want to go having to race around downloading things from here and there and putting in codes and all that. And they went, yeah, great. And they sent it through. Thank you so much for that. Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses. What is their website?
FrauBlücher.be?
Good idea. FrauBlücher.net. FrauBlücher.net. Paul of the Internet One, Tony Wong. This is PITA.
Showed up and all fucked up. You spoiled my night, you wasted my time. Don't stand so close, you squatted my nose. Oh, the thing you are, you bend in the ass. Look me in the eyes, you bend in the ass. I wanna see you go, you bend in the ass. Shut the fuck up, you bend in the ass. You're boring to death, you have no class, cause you're nothing but a bat in the ass. You are living in a world of fantasy, we don't share the same reality. Oh, you think you are, you bat in the ass. Look me in the eyes, you bat in the ass. I wanna see you go, you bat in the ass. Shut the fuck up, you bat in the ass.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I remember it this week.
I love it. I love it. Absolutely brilliant. I do. I like it when people write songs. You will remember, of course, that the theme tune, the Punky Radio theme tune, was written by Seb, the great Sebastiano.
He did that for us. Straight away as well. We ended one. It's show number two.
Very, very early on. And the track at the end of the show wasn't written for us, but kind of was.
When did we start using that? Oh, I can't remember. It wasn't straight away, was it?
No, that wasn't straight away. But anyway.
Yes, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Easy to do so. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. Do send us a comment. You could even do us a favour by sharing when we do our new show posts. Anything really. Get in touch. Get involved.
Get involved.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't be a bystander.
That's right.
Of this car crash.
Social media is all about getting involved. We're here. Get involved. Get in touch. We only had one comment this week, which is why I do implore people to get involved. Tommy Mack, who's just commented on last week's show, saying, why tape a EP? Waiting to say this. It's out Monday the 6th, so yesterday, on Sotones Music Co-op. It's on iTunes, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, all major platforms. There's a link on there. Do check it out. Obviously, we played White Ape last week, which is why he's doing that.
Yeah, we played White Egg last week, and a very difficult band to categorise. I'd say White Egg are interesting and good.
Yeah.
There you go. How about that for a quote?
Interesting but good.
Interesting and good.
There you go.
Only B Buggy Radio.
And that's the only comment we had last week.
Well, thank you very much, Tommy. So sadly for this week, that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook.
Yep, that's right.
See, you go all the way. People go to all the trouble to do us that tune for us, and thank you very much to the alternative universe, Paulie B, and his missus for putting that together for us. And I'll do the comments. No. Get on with it. Right, as punishment, here's some right garage noise all the way from Athens, Greece, my friends. I'm saying Athens, Greece, so our Mercury's don't think it's from Athens, Georgia. This is Acid Baby Jesus and Vegetable.
prairie dogging.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Acid Baby Jesus. Now, they were only formed in 2009, didn't you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, I found out via their website, which is
acidbabyjesus.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, the Internet 1. And it's interesting because they were only formed in 2009 in Athens, Greece. And I saw them perform in Sardinia in 2010. So it just shows how quickly a band can move up the All Things Garage ladder, if they're any good. Because it's unusual for a band to have only been going for less than 2 years and to already be doing farm festivals.
Yeah.
And they were very, very good live. They were the one of the bands live that I shared drinks with while they were performing. Interesting bunch of little fellas there, and I'm afraid Acid Baby G didn't cope that well with the carafe of white wine I handed them. It's handed back to me pretty quickly. It's all right, guys, I did that one and the red one. Now, did you do anything last week?
I've been tiling and all of that stuff. I don't think we did much else apart from that, really. I had the build around today to quote me on some damp repair work I've got to be done. It's all kind of work slash house, because in about 4 weeks' time we're getting the living room floor changed, so everything's got to be done before that date. So it's all kind of busy, but boring at the same time.
Yeah, I have spent my adult life performing and putting on events and putting on things like this for other people to bring them entertainment. And all I really had to do, Tony, was have a more boring life than them. I'm sure that everyone listening to this show feels better about themselves after your updates on what's been
Probably. Hope so.
I did my gigs in Bullock Kitchen and Lectures last week. Bullock had a very small crowd, which is a shame. It's a terrific show. But Bulldog Fair was on, which is a big thing for the town, and I think everyone went there instead, so I'm sure we'll see you back next month. The Hitchin Lecturers shows at Woodside Hall and Lecturers Arts Centre were brilliant, and my eternal thanks to Andrew Bird and Ian Stone for coming down and doing such great sets. People walked out on both shows saying that they were two of the funniest comedy shows they'd ever been to.
Awesome.
They were both really well attended, both really good turnouts, both really good fun. I had a right old laugh. And if you'd like to find out about future events for Last Minute Comedy, do go to the Last Minute Comedy website, which is lastminutecomedy.com, which is, we did it between us, didn't we, really?
Yeah.
You did it for years, and now I've done a crapper version, basically.
Yeah.
It's all right, though.
It's a WordPress version, isn't it?
Yeah, so that was last week, and I've not got a lot to report, really. You know, I went out boozing and all that, but it was about it. And then on Sunday, I went to the Birmingham Comedy Festival to do the medieval show that I wrote this year. The story of medieval England from 1066 to 1485 at roughly 9 years and 2 jokes. 9 years and 2 jokes per minute, incorporating 100 years was a football match. And of course, Scottish independence performed by Paul V. Edwards, a.k.a. Medieval Bollocks. And again, that only had a small crowd, but went down really well. It was really, really good fun. And thank you very much to Pete and Debbie for coming along to that show, who I haven't seen since I think Leeds Festival in 2007.
Oh wow, okay, cool.
Yeah, very nice to see them. So yeah, I had a good week, basically. I think we should play two songs in a row. What do you think?
All right, yeah.
What about if I take that a bit further? So we're going to play two songs in a row by bands that don't both have the name, have the word "the" at the top, and their name has the letters DE to start with.
Wow.
Yeah, it's by accident, just how it's worked out. I've just noticed on my little sheet here.
Ends with an S as well.
They have both got an S as well. Do you know what? Yeah, their names start and end with the same letter, Tony. It's not even Halloween. First band up, band called The Dorellas from, I think I've got them down as being from London and Brighton, but I think they're mainly London now, I'm not sure. This is off their latest album, is this the name? No, this isn't the name of the album. They're a little bit sort of glam rock, but sort of glam rock punk. And we haven't decided what to call them. I'm not sure whether they're calling themselves Glunk yet, but it would fit very nicely. Stay tuned for a classic band that I'll tell you about after we've heard from them. What is The Dorellas' website?
TheDorellas.com.
It is.
Oh.
U-L-S-D-R-E-L-L-A-S. Tony 3, poorly beaten into that one. It's turning into a bit of a thrashing here, my friend. This is London A-Go-Go.
London A-Go-Go. Climbing the walls and they're moving round the chairs.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dead 60s and a track called Ghostface Killer. Now, the Dead 60s are not going anymore, but we had a bit of a history with them, didn't we?
We did, back to the Mansfield Willow shit days, wasn't it? I think.
Yeah, Mansfield Willow Pants, dot whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I actually interviewed the lead singer, and they had a couple of top 30 hits in the UK and did very well in the States, and their first album was very, very well received. But then during the pressing of their second album, they split up. And we went as far as speaking to their management and their record label about playing Dead 60s on the podcast. They were absolutely fine about it. So even though this is something that is theoretically without permission, whereas everything else we play is with permission, this is one of their singles. It's such a great track. I wanted to play it. I was reminded of all things Merseyside this week. And the album is still available that it's on. And right, you can find out about them. The best thing to do for the album, which was the eponymously titled The Dead 60s, is just type The Dead 60s into the internet. But there is still a MySpace page.
Cool.
What's the Dead 60s MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Dead 60s?
No, it's MySpace.com/ The Dead 60s.
Of course it is.
And it's THEDEAD 60S. The Dead 60s, Paul of the Internet 2, Tony 3. And you can hear a few tracks on there. It's an absolutely brilliant album that I actually bought again this week because I couldn't find it. And I managed to get the one with the bonus disc on it of dub tracks of the album. And that's the one to try and get hold of. You can get hold of the UK album, not the US album, because the US album doesn't have that track, Ghostface Killer, on it. I don't know, you didn't know that, did you?
Didn't. No, I don't think the one I had didn't have Ghostface Killer on it either. I can't remember.
Well, if it was red, it did.
Right.
If it was yellow, it didn't.
Okay.
No, if it was red, it did. But Ghostface Killer, I think, was added to the album.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why that was or why it wasn't there the first time, it doesn't matter. We're going on way too long on this. Anyway, the Dead 60s are brilliant. They were described at the time as a cross between The Clash and The Specials, and I think that's pretty much spot on. And it's a terrific album that is still available via Amazon, so do try and get hold of that. I mean, mine hardly cost me anything. I think with postage it was about a fiver, and it's really worth having. Right, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 Bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. Still where it was last week. They're going to do Thursday to Saturday. There's nothing on Sunday this week. I'm going to do Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Thursday night, 9th of October, Amanda Thorpe, Serena Jost and special guest Yanani Shankar. Thursday evening, anything could happen. How much?
Oh, I don't know. £6.
It is £6.
Nice.
Friday night, 10th. Chubby Latouche and his aunt's handsome bums. Bums. I'll say that again. Chubby Latouche and his handsome bums. The Bleach Boys are playing. The Bofins and Hayes. It's a London Calling night.
It's got the seal of approval.
It has. London Calling, Friday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Finally, Saturday night, The Kite Collectors, The Paperbacks, Electrics and Mojo Finger. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Wonderview night.
They've swapped round, haven't they? Because it used to be them on Friday, London Calling Saturday.
Yeah. London Calling seem to be doing random nights of the week at the moment.
Crazy random London Calling types.
Exactly. Saturday night, Bonnie and Clyde's, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Oh, yes, 666. We're in the kitchen with the Beast.
We are.
Blimey, the Beast.
In a while.
Back off. Just doing the washing up. Anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 Bar. And now for another song. And you know what? This is another rocking out song. I don't think I said we're Acid Baby Jesus. What label they were on? I think they are on Slovenly. And thanks very much to Slovenly for sending us this through as well earlier in the year. It's a band called Starlings of Sound, all the way from San Diego, Tony.
Oh, nice. Been there. Very nice place.
Yeah, you like it, don't you?
I did like it, yeah.
What is the Starlings of Sound's website?
Starlingsofsound.com.
It is. It's Tony Ford, Paul of the Internet 2, and this is Meatbag.
sandwich.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Stylings of Sound and Meatbag, a nice little, I would say, ballad for you there. So, Tony, are you doing anything this week?
This week, I've got my six-weekly appointment with the dentist, so I'm sure that will be heaps of fun.
Sure be.
Yeah, apart from that, it'll be considered more tiling, I suspect. So, dentist tiling, what
dentist
a week.
Dentist tiling.
Yeah. Yourself?
Well, Tony, I'm going to have sex, 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 I'm going to have lots and lots and lots and lots of sex, 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 I'm going to have sex in the morning, sex in the night, sex, 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 sex. You weren't expecting that, were you?
That's better we than mine, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I'm not, I'm doing nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'd like to think I'll be having sex and maybe having a good time, but I'm not. I won't be doing any of that stuff. Although I did just make that song up. Was it catchy?
it was very nice.
Yeah. I just thought of it. I just ran and got the guitar and got, this will be funny. And then you didn't really respond. You just went, oh, right. He thinks he's being funny again.
No, stunned silence.
Yeah, I've got no plans this week. There's a possibility that I will be going for a meeting in London on Friday, and if I do, I might nip down at 12 Bar afterwards and see the Beach Boys.
Okay.
Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
And you're doing nothing. You're tiling, seeing the dentist. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, what I've got down here is that I am Mr. Recovery this week, because I've had it large for quite a long time now. So I was planning on just doing nothing, and Mr. Recovery being a song by Wonk Unit, and that has reminded me about the Wonk Unit song, Mr. Recovery, so I'm going to dig that out and play it next week.
Excellent.
So there you go. I'm going to spend the week looking for Wonk Unit and thinking about how I could be having sex. Well, I don't know how I could be. Well, quite frankly, if I ever will again.
We're cheery couple this week, aren't we?
We're really not. but I know how to cheer us up, Tony.
What's that?
Panty Christ. Come on, Tony, we need to be cheered up here. Panty Christ has been going longer than I thought.
Okay.
But we'll talk about them after you further, because I know you can't wait any longer. You're foaming at the eye waiting for this. This is Panty Christ. Carve my name into your chest. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was your favourite band, Panty Christ.
Panty Christ.
You're loving the Panty Christ. They're from, where are they from, Tony?
Is it near Las Vegas?
No, they're from Hamilton, Ontario. It is near Las Vegas if you're watching from the moon.
Yes.
And that I say, they've been going longer than I thought, and they've released more than I thought, but we've only had their latest releases. They've had a number of lineup changes down the years, but they kept the faith. It's always been an all-girl band, and they've always been that rock punk type chicks that me and you just find really attractive. I want some sex. So, and they're great, and I really hope that they come and live in my flat one day.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, why not, eh? Well, they're not living in yours, so there's room. What is Pantychrist's website?
Pantychrist.com.
No, it's Pantychrist.net. Oh. It's Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony 4. It's got a bit closer than I thought there. And Pantychrist, if you are listening, if any number of you want to come and live in my flat, you're very welcome. Just in fact, any women, if you're listening to this show and you'd like to live in my flat, send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. I'd like to live in your flat. And if I get any funny emails, I'll read them out next week.
Excellent.
If I get any serious ones, I won't. It'll be between me and the new tenant in my flat.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all gone south this week, hasn't it? What a brilliant band, Pantychrist, are they? I love you, Pantychrist. Send me more stuff. I don't mean like what I'm expecting for other people. I mean like music.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Thanks for your twats. I do need more because I only have this one. Some people are obviously only have one to twat themselves. I like having many twats. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. That simple. This week's twat to giver has shared more than his fair share of twat, so clearly there is quite a few out there. He has. It's another semi-serious one. Well, I say semi-serious, it's serious. Sussex Sane's been in touch.
I hope he gives me a serious semi just hearing about it.
Hope not. Hi Tony, this one's been on the cards for a while, but surely you nailed on twat. Katie Hopkins, who found fame by being on The Apprentice, has done it again by opening her mouth in the name of normal people to say what she likes without any sense of common decency. Her latest comment sparked a new Twitter storm by asking how many more must die before Kate and Jeremy can accept their negligence at the heart of all their grief over missing daughter Madeline. Just how crass, making sure I get a punk reference into this twat, is this comment? Even if it is what some people think I would have thought the most sane and decent people would just feel sadness for the McCanns. They lost their daughter, and even if they were to blame in some way, it doesn't need a light shining on it by odious comments. So, the message to Katie Hopkins from London is shut the fuck up, and please give her the punky twatting she deserves. Regards to Sussex Sane. Katie Hopkins is a twat, though.
Yes. Now, as you know, often when there's a ruling like this, I come out with some big spiel acting like I know that I'm what I'm talking about and I'm some sort of guru and all that, but I'm not touching this one with a 12-foot pole.
No.
You're absolutely right, she's a twat. Let's get on with it.
Yeah, so Katie Hopkins, for just spewing all the crap she does, not just this, but everything else she's said in the past, from London, is a twat.
What a great big twatting she deserves. So feel free, those of you out there listening in Punky Radio Land, to if you've encountered twattage of any level, please do let Tony know via tony@punkyradio.com, and we will read out your twats. This feature is one of the defining features of our show, and we need you to support it.
Yes, we can't continue it without you.
Correctamundo. Time for one last track this week. You ready for this, Tony?
Yep.
There's a band called The Youth. Where do you think they're from?
America?
No. And when I initially looked through the internet for stuff about The Youth, despite the fact we played them on the show before and I had the information already, I very nearly did a big long spiel about how they were from Manila. And they're not. They're from Copenhagen.
Okay.
Not really close. That's a different band called The Youth. This band are a kind of 60s style garage poppy, garage punky kind of band. All the way from Denmark. And now, what am I thinking here? I think these are from Dirty Water Records as well, I do believe. And this is their first release on Dirty Water Records. What is The Youth's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Youth Manila.
No, because they're from Copenhagen, Tony.
Oh.
Said it's facebook.com/UDK. You wouldn't have got it anyway. Oh. I love you. Paulie B and Internet 4, Tony 4, you have clutched a draw from the hands of victory, my friend. You've gone, haven't you? You can't handle it.
I can't handle it. No.
You actually can't handle it. And Tony, guess what?
What's that?
That's your problem.
I don't like you. Don't do a thing that I can't understand. It's not cause I can't feel it, baby. It's just inhumane. But that's your problem. Don't try to make it mine. Oh my, I like to be on my own. But from now on, you're alone. Looking at me tells me that you're going mad. Can't you see I like you, baby? You feel so bad. Well, that's your problem. Don't try to make it mine. Oh my, I like to be on my own. So from now on, from now on, you're alone. Be a good guy to lend you a helping hand. I told you all the reasons why, but you never understand. No, and that's your problem. Don't try to make it mine. Oh, my, I like to be in my own. Girl, from now on, you're alone.
That's about it for this week. That was The Youth and the track called That's Your Problem, which ended up being quite neatly segued into, I thought.
Yes, excellent.
Now then, Tony, there are some internet stations that carry this show. What are they?
They are the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk as well. Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and finally on Radio Andra, which you can find at Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E. All the stations can be found on our website, punkyradio.com, on the syndication page.
Yeah, and thank you very much for listening this week, and do check out the new website. And obviously, although it shouldn't be, and it isn't quite right, that in my position as host of this show, I have basically invited the listeners to come to my flat and have sex with me. Mm. It was a genuine offer, so please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tiny email, I'd like to have sex with you, or I want to move into your flat, or anything of the sort. Like, just, I'm so lonely. say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
Your guns, yeah.